Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Dozens of GM factories and warehouses remain idle as the strike by nearly 50,000 union workers continues. Contract talks between the UAW and GM continued last night in Detroit. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody has the latest.
Hundreds of UAW workers walked a picket line outside GM's Flint, Michigan truck assembly plant instead of working on the assembly line. Jessica Gilbert has worked for GM for 13 years. She says she had to move to Flint after the automaker closed its Lordstown, Ohio plant earlier this year.
Job security is a big thing because I don't want to have to keep moving my family. This is my fifth plant.
Contract talks broke down over the weekend. The union says the two sides remain far apart on pay, benefits, and health care coverage. A GM spokesman says their goal is to reach an agreement that builds a stronger future for its employees and its business. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Flint, Michigan.
The district attorney in Manhattan is requesting 8 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns, according to the New York Times, from member station WNYC. Ilya Meritz reports that it's part of an investigation into hush money payments to a porn actress.
In New York, it's a crime to file a false business record. The Trump Organization may have done that when it reimbursed Michael Cohen for a payment to Stormy Daniels to keep her claim of having had an affair with Donald Trump out of the headlines. According to federal prosecutors, the Trump Organization falsely classified repayments to Cohen as legal expenses. Cohen has said Trump signed at least one of the checks to him inside the White House. Now Manhattan DA Cy Vance is reportedly requesting both Trump's personal tax returns and his company's. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz in New York.
A judge in White Plains, New York today will consider whether Purdue Pharma should be allowed to seek bankruptcy protection while lawsuits against its owners continue. Purdue, which makes OxyContin, has a tentative deal with roughly half the states to settle lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis. Several other states are preparing to fight the bankruptcy filing. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says emerging information indicates that Iran was behind the weekend attacks on key oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Kelly Kraft says there's no evidence that Yemen was involved. Kraft made the remarks at a previously scheduled Security Council meeting on Yemen, as Linda Fasulo reports.
U.S. Ambassador Kelly Kraft said that the U.S. is standing firmly with Saudi Arabia and called the attacks an assault on the world's energy supply. Russia's UN ambassador, meanwhile, stressed that no one should rush to attribute blame. Britain's UN ambassador, Karen Pierce, said that once her country assesses culpability, it will talk with its partners about how to proceed responsibly.
Linda Fasulo in New York. On stock markets in Asia, shares closed mixed. This is NPR News. Israelis have begun voting in a historic repeat parliamentary election. The vote is seen as a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is being challenged by retired military chief Benny Gantz. Netanyahu called new elections after failing to build a coalition following a vote on April 9th. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam says she is disappointed that Moody's and Fitch have downgraded her government's credit rating because of political turmoil. Lam says her government has tried to hire international public relations firms to help restore Hong Kong's reputation, but was told that the time is not right. The unrest was sparked by a controversial bill that's been withdrawn, but pro-democracy leaders say they now want other demands addressed. Lam says she plans to begin talks with protesters and various community groups next week. An American is the first person to successfully swim across the English Channel four times without stopping. The BBC's Gareth Marlowe reports Sarah Thomas completed her most recent crossing in 54 hours despite strong tides.
Sarah Thomas celebrated entering the record books and making dry land with champagne and chocolates, a fitting end and some useful calories for a woman who's just completed one of the most remarkable feats of human endurance. After navigating swirling currents, jellyfish and cargo ships in the Strait of Dover, the 37-year-old American, who's recently undergone treatment for breast cancer, has become the first person to complete the historic passage four times non-stop.
That's the BBC's Gareth Marlowe reporting. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.